After the 2009 winter wheat harvest, we sat in the OSU Wheat Review last summer, and the story that was told there was rather ominous, to say the least. A lot of warnings about the problems that we were having in storing so much low-quality wheat in this country. Wheat that had a lot of dockage in it, wheat that was low in protein, and a lot of the folks that were handling that wheat at some of the terminal type locations and collection points were saying, can't happen again. There's going to have to be discounts. And indeed, that's what's happened here in 2010. The discount schedule is very steep indeed if you've got weeds in your wheat. Wild Italian oats, cheat, some sort of feral rye. All these type of things that simply are not acceptable to the grain trade are being discounted, and discounted hard at your local elevator. Not your elevator's fault. They're simply having to respond to what they're being told further up the chain. So that $3.50 wheat price that you see at your local elevator may turn into something below $3 a bushel if you've got a lot of infestation of weeds, or if you've got a real problem with protein as well. Let's talk about the dockage issue first of all. According to Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Wheat Specialist at Oklahoma State University, we've had this problem coming for a while, and he says ultimately wheat farmers are going to have to look at their wheat fields very honestly, very objectively, and say, we've got to clean these fields up.
My preference would be to clean the wheat before it's ever harvested by doing a better job with weed control and looking at some rotational crops. For some issues, maybe cleaning would help out. Turning up the air on the combine, closing down the sieves a little bit and leave some of that trash in the field. But for other issues such as feral rye, it's next impossible to clean that out. Mm-hmm. So I don't know from a producer standpoint if that would really be that advantageous for them to clean it at the farm level, but they should certainly think about how they can clean that field up. Mm-hmm. So they don't have this happen to them again.
Low protein gives us another set of problems. Most notably, we're seeing it right now at the export terminal points down at the Gulf of Mexico. We've got a lot of export facilities there saying they don't have any orders for wheat under 12% protein. They're not going to accept any wheat with less than 12% protein. So that is really gumming up the works as far as anybody wanting to ship rail cars from here down to there. And a lot of discounts being applied either in the actual cash wheat that's being posted at the local elevator or in some individual places. There's discounts if you bring in wheat that's low in protein. According to Dr. Kim Anderson, Oklahoma State University, if you've got low protein wheat, you may have to store it, hang on to it, and hope you can sell it for a little more money later on.
If I had a low protein and there's a deep discounts for low protein, I would probably store that out into the October, November, because proteins are normally relatively harsh at harvest and then they dissipate or go away to a certain degree as you get on out into the marketing year.
One hope that we have is that we'll get better protein levels as we work further north into northern Oklahoma, into the Oklahoma Panhandle, and into southern areas of Kansas, that the protein levels will come up, and that we'll be able to blend some of the wheat from the southern plains with that further north and come up with more acceptable protein levels for the folks that are trying to sell it into the international marketplace. No guarantees at this point. And Mark Hodges with Plains Grain says that as they test the wheat from Texas all the way to Montana, they hope to provide exporters a picture at the end of this harvest season with how they need to put together loads of wheat to come up with something that will work for them.
Those guys are going to have to figure out a way to make this crop work in the end products that they have. Again, that's the reason we do the testing that we do, so that they can get a better idea of what they have to do, the adjustments they have to make within their own operations to handle the crop that they got to handle, because we can't change what Mother Nature gives us. We just have to figure out a way to deal with it. And, of course, that's more critical the closer you get to the end user. So, you know, the miller has to figure out how he's going to deal with it, and the baker has to figure out how he's going to deal with making the kind of end product that he has to have based on what Mother Nature has given him. And that's what we try to do, is identify those characteristics.
There's a lot of heartburn right now out in the countryside when it comes to this year's wheat crop. Even with excellent test weights, pretty good yields, we've got real problems with protein. We've got some real dockage problems in certain parts of the state. And if you are one of those that have not gotten busy and cleaned out the weeds in your field already, if you got them this year, you're going to get burned with these steep, steep discounts for dockage. And add to that, steep discounts for protein. A lot of folks very unhappy with the price they're being offered for their wheat at harvest time 2010. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.